Well, we're going to switch over to London. We're joined by political analyst Mr. Chris Bambury. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you think is the main reason that they are trying to, or they're planning on taking Press TV off of the air in the UK?
TV is an alternative voice, and I think it's becoming increasingly popular with people in Britain who want to get a different angle in the news, as opposed to that given by BBC and others. And I think it won a wide coverage with its coverage of the student protests last autumn, with the riots and unrest we saw in August. And I think it was clear over those people who oppose, the majority of the population, who oppose the war in Afghanistan and indeed oppose the war in Iraq. So I think people are, I think it has won an audience. It's growing in popularity. It provides the sort of news analysis, and which is not there on the BBC, and I think that's why. And I think something else has to be said. It's taken 4 years for Ofcom to finally administer the problem. This does seem to me to be an excuse. I have to say, personally, I've appeared on Press TV many times. I have never been asked to alter my opinion or to say something which is contrary to my view. I've always been allowed to say what I have to say without any interference. Whether or not that is in accord with the views of the government or Iran, it doesn't matter. I've had no interference. And to me, Press TV gives a much wider range of debate than is available on the BBC, with views of people who support the Republican Party in the United States, who support free market policies in this country. I've debated with those people, and I think Press TV's done a sterling job here, and that's precisely why I believe it's been taken off, because as your reporter just said, that we know there has been pressure from a number of lobbies in this country, from the Foreign Office and inside the BBC, to take Press TV off air. And I think this is a scandal. I think it's an insult to free speech in this country, and I think it's something that should be opposed by all those people who like, who champion free speech. And I hope my own trade union, the National Union of Journalists, will take up this case and demand that Press TV is brought back on air.
Well, now, Chris, let's look at this. You talked about free speech and where has it gone. How is the UK allowed to do this when they wave the flag of being the protectors of free speech?
Well, I think they're using a pretext, which is an administrative pretext. They're claiming that the paperwork, and that's what it seems to me they're saying, the paperwork was not correct 4 years ago. Why has it taken 4 years to discover this? I think it's more difficult for them to come in and say, and they've tried to do this previously with Press TV, that they've breached broadcasting regulations or broadcasting standards. They've never been able to pin that on Press TV. So now they're looking for a subterfuge to get Press TV off air by quoting supposed administrative problems. I think that should be challenged. I hope Press TV will challenge that decision by legal means. But as I say, I think it should also be taken up by members of Parliament and other people in this country as an attack on free speech, and attempt to take alternative voices off the airwaves. And I think, you know, for instance, Press TV was one of the few outlets which allowed black people in this country to speak openly about the riots and unrest we saw in August. That was a different view from a group of people who often have no voice in this society. Press TV gave them that voice, and Press TV should be praised for that.
Now, Chris, how dangerous is this trend in general if there is a station or newspaper or magazine that tries to show an alternative perspective that they can be censored or actually, in Press TV's case, even taken off the air?
Well, I think it is. I think it's worrying that it's happening. And as I say, I think this has been done by a behind, if you like, by a subterfuge, by quoting administrative problems. If there was an administrative problem, why was it not sorted out 4 years ago? Why not just sort out the paperwork? Why take the station off air? And I think it is an example. And there is a history in Britain of people being taken off air. If you remember, Sinn Féin, now in government in Northern Ireland, but Sinn Féin for over 10 years were not allowed access directly to the news media. Their words had to be read out by an actor, you know? And therefore, we have seen censorship at different points in time in this country. Free speech is something that people fought for in this country. They went to prison for. And therefore, I think we should make sure that people across Britain and across the globe attack this as an attack on the right to free speech.
Okay, well, thanks so much for that analysis. Political analyst, Mr. Chris Bambury from London.